This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I used to love Chef Boyardee. Chef Boyardee, I don't know if he's supposed to be Italian, but Chef Boyardee would make a bunch of those, remember those little spaghetti meatball and spaghetti, was SpaghettiOs Chef Boyardee? I don't know, but I remember loving those meatballs. Remember, my sister would make fun of me saying it's not real meat. And I'm like, well, yeah, it is. And I just love the taste of those meatballs. Oh, you know what I used to love as a kid? Oh, my gosh. There was that chunky soup that had the sirloin. I loved meat as a kid. I don't understand. I just really loved meat. And I'd be like three. And my mom would make that chunky soup. But it was fancy. It was expensive. Because I remember she'd say it was expensive. And I didn't like the vegetables, but I would pick out the big chunks of meat. And I'm like, more meat, please, more meat, please. And, you know, my dad would look at my mom going, okay, we're not going to be able to afford this kid. You know, I guess it was yummy soup. But anyway, Chef Boyardee apparently is in the news. They've issued a recall for over 2,800 pounds of its chicken and rice products over a labeling mix-up that could lead to consumption of potential allergens. How is this happening in the year 2019? Conagra Brands Incorporated said the affected products are labeled and marketed as a chicken and rice-based product, but actually contain beef ravioli. All right, it's a problem. Okay, if you have a can or a cup that says it has chicken and you got beef ravioli in there, that's a problem. Affected products were produced and packaged on January 16, 2019, and include 7.5 ounces canned microwavable bowls of Chef Boyardee rice with chicken and vegetables. So, the items have a package code. I'm not going to tell you the code because it's really long and not that you guys are writing it down, but it has a best buy date of July 8, 2020, and they were shipped to retailers in Florida, Kentucky, and New York. We are talking about Chef Boyardee recall because ravioli is in their chicken dishes. So they were alerted to the problem when consumers complained of opening the product labeled as rice with chicken and vegetables to discover beef ravioli. No adverse effects have been reported from the beef ravioli. So they should either, throw it away or return it to get a refund. I don't think I've ever sent food back, like, for a refund. Any of these recalls, you know, I've had cake mix where I'd open it up and it doesn't smell right and then I would throw it out, but I wouldn't go through the, you know, it's just too hard to mail. Look how lazy we are now with mailing. You know, I'll buy like a blouse. I bought two of the same blouses. Remember I told you guys that? I didn't get the blouse in the mail and I'm like, well, I really want the blouse, so I ordered it and then the one came in the mail the next day, so I now have two blouses and I should just go and send it back. But I'm like, you know, getting an envelope, going to the mailbox, it just doesn't, it's, you know, so now I have two blouses, so I'll donate one of them. I don't even like the blouse. It just isn't really, it has horizontal stripes, and if you're big-chested, the horizontal stripes, it's really bad. It's not a good blouse. I'm done with ordering clothes online. I am done. But I get too lazy to go to the mailbox, and what blows my mind is that's what we used to do as kids and teenagers and adults, we would go to the mailbox. We get a package, put the address on it, get the stamps, go to the mailbox. It's really simple stuff. And we don't do that anymore. You know, the DMV. I'm supposed to get a smog test and then renew with the DMV. And I'm complaining and I'm not doing it. Why? Because I have to do that in person. I can't just do it online. We are getting so lazy. Now, I do telemedicine. One of the jobs I do where I, you know, see patients online. And it's fantastic. It's a fantastic service. But I'm seeing the laziness in some parents and some patients. And I think we're starting to have this real false sense of reality where we think that everything should be done online. So these parents have called in, and they had a baby, and they said, you know, they're really worried about the baby's breathing. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you called, but yeah, definitely take the baby in. You know, baby needs to be seen by somebody. They need to check their oxygen. And they're like, well, no. We're calling you. And I'm like, and, you know, what do you expect me to do if your baby's having trouble breathing? Well, tell us what to do. I mean, emergently? No, not emergently. Just, you know, what should we do over the next few days so, you know, he starts to breathe better? I'm like, well, I need to know why he's breathing like that. Is it RSV? Is it a, you know, viral infection? Is it flu? Is it a pneumonia? They go, well, you know, tell us what to do and we'll figure it out over the phone. And they had insurance, so it wasn't a money issue. And I'm like, answer me this question. When you look at your baby lying there, do you see the skin going in and out of the ribs? They go, yeah, it looks like he's using his, you know, tummy muscles to breathe. But it's because he's all congested. I go, take the baby to the ER, or I'll call 911 for you. But that baby is working too hard to breathe, and he could get too tired to breathe. He says those are called using your accessory muscles or retracting to breathe. And I just found it so, it was just so shocking to me that these parents were just trying to do everything online. And just because you could pay your bills online, just because you could order your pizza online, doesn't mean you could do everything online. But we're doing that. We have a society now where we are able to, you know, do things online. One of my patients said, are you guys going to send a nurse to my house? And I go, for what? Well, to do the strep test and the flu test. And I go, no, you have to go to your doctor for that. They're like, no, there's an insurance company that will deploy a nurse to go to your house to do the testing, bring it back, kind of like an Uber Eats. You know how Uber Eats, you could call a restaurant and they'll use Uber Eats to bring the food to you so you don't have to get off your butt? Same thing with medicine. So now we're starting to go back to these medical doctor house calls. It's kind of interesting how things kind of go full circle. But the idea of not getting off your butt, that's a problem. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top. top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So they say liver disease has been surging among the homeless population. It is because of this hepatitis A outbreak. And apparently, the hepatitis A outbreak is starting to let up a little bit, but we still have a lot of people have that viral disease. And I guess 17 states at least have had clusters of these outbreaks over the last couple of years. I believe it first started in California, in San Diego, and they found that the majority of the cases were people who were homeless. And hepatitis A is an illness that is spread by oral fecal route, meaning if you somebody had excreted the virus and you pick it up and get it into your mouth, you can then get sick. And so hepatitis A, we see a lot of times with food poisoning, you know, with healthcare workers that might not wash their hands after they go potty, or in homeless populations where they're trying to contain their poops, you know, whether plastic bag or containers or whatever. They don't have a lot of sanitary conditions. So, unfortunately, their hands may not be clean or their bowls may not be clean, etc. And so if somebody has hepatitis A, they get fatigued, they get low appetite, they could get jaundice, turn yellow, they could have stomach pain, nausea, fever. Some people will get better on their own. Others will not, and some could die. And so hepatitis A rates started to fall because we had a vaccine. And we vaccinated kids in the 90s, had to all be vaccinated against hepatitis A. There's two shots that you get. And so all one-year-olds would have to get it. And it's been now probably, it's been a recommendation, I think, now for 13 years, I think. Although I thought we were vaccinating kids with hepatitis A in the 90s. And as recently as 2015, we dropped hepatitis A cases down to 1,400 because also you couldn't work in the food industry without showing proof that you were vaccinated. But then we had that San Diego outbreak that killed 20 people, hospitalized about 400. Then the officials had to declare an emergency. They had to send nurses out. They had to give homeless people bags because the plastic bags were banned in California. You didn't have a lot of people now buying bags, and so we had to start handing out bags so these homeless people could potty. And then we started to notice that last year, 11,000 cases of hepatitis A was reported. Over 40 people died, and they said in Appalachia, there were 3,000 cases reported last year in Kentucky, 2,000 in West Virginia. Now, if you vaccinate, you can prevent, you know, the spread. Not all cases were in those who were homeless. You know, again, you pick something up by touching something and then, you know, touching your mouth. And so, unfortunately, you know, we've, you know, kind of become a very, very clean society with hand sanitizers, et cetera. But you kind of forget that, you know, you could be sitting in a plane, you could be, you know, touching a handle in a bathroom and then, unfortunately, exposing yourself. And so as our homeless population rises, we unfortunately have more risk of getting infectious disease. Now, who becomes homeless? Well, people that, you know, lose their jobs, people with mental illness, and we have a lot of people with mental illness on the rise. We're going to have a lot more people losing their jobs. Even though unemployment right now is really good, it's at an all-time low. As automation kicks in, we're going to have more people without jobs. You know, people that don't have jobs, they, you know, start to, you know, not feel so good about themselves. So depression sets in, more substance abuse could happen. So it's kind of a vicious cycle. But also, what leads to homeless populations are illegal immigration, migrants that can't get absorbed into society and get a job, etc. And we're being told now from the Huffington Post that more than 2,000 migrants in ICE detention centers have had to be quarantined for disease outbreaks. They say more than 2,000 people are right now in quarantine because of an outbreak of contagious diseases. Mumps, flu, chickenpox. They say as of March 7, 2019, there was a total of 2,287 detainees cohorted for exposure to a detainee with a contagious condition. ICE investigators found 236 reported mumps cases, 16 more suspected in 51 detention centers. And the centers had no reports of mumps, though prior from January 2016 to 2018. But then again, mumps is now making a resurgence. And again, we're finding these in unvaccinated populations. Now, mumps is a contagious disease spread by respiratory droplet transmission, a little different from hepatitis A. And so you could sneeze on somebody, talk on somebody, spit when you talk, and give somebody mumps. Now, according to the CDC, those symptoms include fever, muscle aches, swollen salivary glands, which is where you get that mumps look, puffy cheeks, swollen jaw, and it can take weeks for you to start seeing symptoms. It has a longer incubation period. And people get the mumps when they're in close contact with each other. So a growing number of people, right, in immigration detention, right, are now starting to be, I guess, you know, quarantined because of, you know, the risk of spreading disease to our country. Now, health investigators last year found that 423 migrants in detention had flu, 461 had chickenpox. Now, the reason why we're seeing a lot of these is because people from other countries are not necessarily getting vaccinated. And so, you know, there's been a lot of controversy over detaining somebody with illness and condition. But the Denver Post said detainees at a Colorado detention center have gone on a hunger strike to bring attention to the spread of infectious diseases that has caused multiple quarantines at the center. So are the detention centers to blame for them being sick, or are they coming and they're sick? Well, the conversation we're having is way different from when those were coming in with Ellis Island. I mean, at Ellis Island, you had to have a medical examination. Apparently, I'm reading this now from ellisisland.se. After entering, not that they had the website going up back then, obviously they didn't, but after entering the main building, you had to leave your luggage below, and then you were guided up to the second floor to the registry room. You guys should go and visit Ellis Island. They show you where all this happened. And then already at the first step of the stairs up to the second floor, every immigrant was inspected by doctors. So there were doctors that worked at Ellis Island. The doctors would view them from above to watch for weakness, heavy breathing, indicating, you know, heart problems and other signs of mental disturbance. So you also had doctors watching a little remotely. Even though they didn't have cameras, they watched from above. When every immigrant passed, the doctor, with the help of an interpreter, examined their hair, face, neck, hands. The doctor had a chalk in his hand, and when he noticed that some area needed to be checked more thoroughly, he wrote a letter on the immigrant's clothes. About 2 of 10 people, so 1/5, would get a letter on their clothes. This check became known as the 6-second physical. And so some of the letters they would use as X on the right, the high up on the front side of the right shoulder, meant mental defects. X further down on the right shoulder meant disease or deformity. If there was an X within a circle, that meant there's definite disease. B meant back problems. H meant heart problems. PG meant pregnant. CT meant eye disease. And so they would basically, I mean, imagine in this day and age, okay? I mean, people would cry, profiling and bias and bullying. They would even mark you if you had a goiter. They called it struma, but they use the letter G for goiter. So then, after they got that screen, then they had to go to the eye doctor. So they looked for trachoma. Now, trachoma was a disease that caused blindness, and it could also cause death. Nearly 50% of those who had to be examined further before registration was due to this eye disease. And the immigrant was marked with the letter CT for eye disease. If the doctors later on could determine that the diagnosis was trachoma, immigrant had to go. If they had other diseases and they were confirmed, or if the immigrant was so sick or too weak to manage work, they were not allowed to enter the U.S. Sick children from 12 years old or older were sent back by themselves to their home. So if they were over 12 years old, parents would stay, kids would go. Children under 12 years old that were not allowed to stay in the U.S. were forced to go back with one parent. Imagine parents letting their... I would go back with my kid to the country if it was a... But if the kid was over 12, parents could stay in America, kid go. But if the kid was under 12, one parent had to go. And so parents would have to decide who would go and who wouldn't. And then, if you were approved by a doctor, then you would go on to interrogation. And you would have inspectors, and they would, you know. So, we don't do that now. Now, we quarantine people who could be sick, and everybody has a cow. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI and federal prosecutors say they are charging at least 50 people in the largest college cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States.
We have charged three people who organized these scams, two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents.
U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents knew their kids were cheating on the SATs and ACT entrance scores, and sometimes false sports credentials are being created as well. Some of the schools involved include Yale, Georgetown, USC, and Wake Forest. Britain has joined the likes of Australia and Chinese aviation authorities to temporarily suspend the use of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft following the deadly crash of one of those planes in Ethiopia, which killed eight Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this next story is a little, maybe over PG-13. This is a little rated R, but it is being reported by Science Alert. A woman has an anaphylactic reaction to semen. Now, this is pretty scary, and this could happen to a lot of people. Probably not me. I'm married 20 years, so probably not going to happen to me. But apparently, there was a 30-year-old woman in Spain, and she showed up to the emergency room at the General University Hospital of Alicante. She was vomiting profusely, shortness of breath, entire body covered in hives. So an anaphylactic reaction. Not technically shock, but an anaphylaxis where your whole body reacts to an allergy. So it was kind of called a moderate anaphylactic reaction. Now, this is a case report. This is being published. They believe what happened is she performed oral sex on somebody who had just had an antibiotic that she ended up being allergic to. They say the patient's reaction started after having unprotected sex with a male partner, which involved oral ejaculation, according to the case report. Now, there is seminal plasma hypersensitivity. It's a rare allergic reaction that could affect females. And there could be something within the semen that they could react to. Now, you know, there's plasma. That's the liquid that carries sperm. And it has a lot of proteins. And some people may be allergic to the specific protein. But they think maybe it wasn't the protein, but it was because the gentleman had been taking ibuprofen and Augmentin in the 5 days leading up to the incident. That's a type of prescription antibiotic medication. He had a middle ear infection. And apparently his last dose was 4 hours before the couple had sex. See, I thought you're not supposed to be doing kissing and you're not supposed to be doing lovey-dovey type stuff if you're sick. If you're on antibiotics, I remember when I'd be sick, my mom would give me antibiotics, you know, I had to, like, stay in my room. I couldn't hug or kiss anybody in the house. People have sex when they're sick, when they have the flu. I did one of my shows in Arizona, and it was Christmas. And somebody had the flu, and he asked, and, you know, his girlfriend was coming into town, so he asked if he could wear a mask while having sex so he wouldn't give her the flu. I'm like, how do you want to have sex when you have the flu? Aren't you supposed to be bedridden? I mean, you know, I have a good sex drive, but if I have the flu, I'm in bed. And stay away from me. But I guess people are trying to figure out how to still have sex with the flu wearing masks. I don't know. So anyway, this gentleman, this 32-year-old man, was on Augmentin. And Augmentin is amoxicillin clavulanic acid. So amoxicillin's in the penicillin family. And the doctors think that maybe that's what happened, where she might have had a penicillin allergy. Now, they say the woman was actually diagnosed with her allergy as a child, but the doctors think they've never seen an instance of an allergy like this. This is the first reported case of a possible amoxicillin-induced anaphylaxis in a woman after oral sexual contact with a man who was taking the drug. The doctors note that few studies have investigated whether drugs might be concentrated in semen. But they note that a theoretically plausible in this case due to the chemical composition of seminal plasma and amoxicillin. And amoxicillin readily dissolves in fats. And there are fats and lipids within the semen to, I guess, you know, allow a more hospitable environment for the sperm. So the patient was treated with anaphylaxis medication, made a full recovery. Her doctors decided to write up the case report when they realized that they might have a unique event on their hands. Internet searches revealed that other people with drug allergies have worried about something like this happening, but there was nothing in the medical literature. So the recommendation is to use condoms if you're taking any medications to which your partner could be allergic. We think that as clinicians, it is important to be aware of this phenomenon to inform and prevent potentially serious reactions in sensitized patients. And this was published in the BMJ case report. Now, okay, wow. Makes sense, though. Makes sense. I mean, you know, we take a lot of things for granted. And, you know, our bodies are designed to do certain things. And they're not designed for other certain things. And so, you know, to be honest, oral sex is not something that was evolutionarily planned in our animals' DNA, okay? As animals, and we are animals, we're supposed to have sex, right? Maybe a couple different ways, okay? That's how we're built. Now, we as humans have decided to fancify things, okay? And we do a lot of different things now, okay? Some including the chandelier, some including equipment, you know, and, you know, certain positions that I don't think were ever, you know, something that a person is designed to do. And then, of course, also oral sort of sex. And so it's not shocking that somebody could possibly, right, have some sort of a reaction I mean, because we're supposed to be able to have sex relatively safe. You're not really supposed to die from it. As long as you do it the right way, you're not supposed to die from sex. Nobody's supposed to die from sex. That's the way we humans are built. Now, some of you guys are like, well, you know, what about STDs? Well, no, think about it. You know, in the animal kingdom, many animal kingdoms, you're supposed to be a monogamous partner. So, you know, you have a monogamous partner. They've never had sex before you. You've never had sex. You guys decide to have sex, have babies, stay together. Nobody has an STD because they didn't get it from anything else. So, technically, having sex the old biblical way should be probably one of the safest. Yes, you can die from childbirth, yes. But in terms of sex, it should be fairly safe. But when we start to add other components to it and choreograph other things, and I'm not saying it's wrong, it's just that's what people do, it does open up a little bit of risk. And so if you have any allergies, that could be an issue. Now, I had been asked years ago, if somebody was deathly allergic to shrimp, should they avoid oral sex if their partner ate shrimp? And I told them it wouldn't hurt to avoid it, just in case. But also kissing. You could also give it from kissing, too. But since we don't exactly know what ends up happening in terms of being concentrated down there, I would play it safe. Now, I'm sure people are pretty mad at that whole segment, going, no, you're anti, or I'm not saying I'm anti anything. It's just from a medical standpoint, you know, people are like, well, gosh, you know, we just can't live a normal life. Well, actually, yes, you can live a normal life, okay? This was a rare occurrence. But just keep in mind, we do things that we might not technically be built for. Remember, the whole purpose of sex is for procreation, not recreation. Even though, yes, I'm a big fan of recreational sex. I think it's a great recreation. I think it's a good exercise. I think, you know, people in monogamous relationships should do it. Have fun. Be safe. But we do add a lot of other things that, you know, we weren't designed for. So let's just kind of leave it at that and move on as quickly as possible. Whew. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Mississippi woman is claiming that she has breast implant illness. She even contemplated suicide. Apparently, she says her breast implants were poisoning her. She paid $3,800 for breast implants back in 2012. Symptoms worsened through 2017. She dropped 40 pounds in 1 year. She was fatigued, couldn't concentrate. Had mood swings, doctor sent her to a psychiatrist, diagnosed her with bipolar, she had brain fog, insomnia, and it turned out that this was coming from her breast implants. We're going to talk about this when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Fox News is reporting that there were more than 17.7 million plastic surgery procedures in 2018. Whether they were minimally invasive or surgical, almost 18 million. That's more than a quarter million more than the year before. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons found that total cosmetic procedures in 2018 increased by 2%. Now, that's not surprising. The economy's better. People have more money to spend. So, makes sense. Also, we live in a world right now where everything has to do with your selfie and your image. You know, my resume, when I had to turn in a resume, they were asked for a picture. And this wasn't a media resume. This was just a medical resume. And they go, we need a picture. And I was like, I didn't even think about that. And I have headshots because I'm in the media, but the average doctor doesn't have like a real decent headshot of them. And so it's kind of funny that, you know, your picture may make or break you in getting a job. It used to not be about how you looked or what you look like. And even though, you know, most jobs aren't looking at, you know, for a model, you know, that could be the one thing where like, oh, I don't like the way they look. It's interesting. They say there was a total of 1.8 million surgical procedures in 2018 focused on the body as opposed to the face. The top five surgical procedures were breast augmentation, liposuction, nose reshaping, eyelid surgery, and tummy tucks. They say, though, the two top facial procedures were rhinoplasty, a nose job, or eyelid surgery, where the eyelids start to droop, so you just kind of tighten them a little bit. It's a real great, I might have to do that in the next few years. It's a real good procedure to kind of help your eyes look a little younger. A lot of people do it in their 50s. I'm not there yet, but one day I will. The nose reshaping and eyelid surgery did go down a little bit. But tummy tuck stayed the same. But breast augmentations rose. Liposuction rose. And liposuction still continues to be the gold standard for body contouring because of its versatility, efficiency, and effectiveness. With the liposuction, one treatment may be all you need to reshape problem areas. A plastic surgeon can treat more areas and larger areas in one procedure. Liposuction also can provide a more consistent and predictable result than non-invasive treatments. And there's new non-surgical fat reduction machinery that continues to evolve and play a role in reshaping areas of the body. So a lot of people body sculpt. They could do things to their thighs. They could do things to their buttocks. If I body sculpted, I have to do thighs, buttocks, tummy, chin, arms. There's a lot I have to do. So of the 15.9 million minimally invasive procedures in 2018, the top five were botulism, getting Botox, soft tissue fillers, so like your marionette markings, you know how Bruce Willis has those big deep grooves by his mouth? A lot of us, those are called marionette lines. Those sometimes need fillers. Chemical peels for acne and scars on the face, laser hair removal, and microdermabrasion. There were 7.4 million Botox procedures. That's an increase from 2017. And USA Today did a report, and they think it just could be because now it's okay to get cosmetic surgery. You know, before, like in the 80s and 90s, you used to hide the fact if you got cosmetic surgeries. Now, everybody admits it. I mean, I'll admit mine. The one cosmetic surgery I had was a breast lift. I didn't need an augmentation, Lord have mercy. But I needed a lift. After breastfeeding, it's like the shape was just ridiculous. I mean, they just went from being perky and cute to being, like, weird-looking to me. And, you know, my husband said they were fine, but I'm like, no, 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 I don't like it. And so I had the procedure done. And it was expensive. I mean, back then, I had it done in the early 2000s, maybe mid-2000s. It was about 10 grand. And it was really expensive. But it was just because of blouses and things I had to wear, and I was starting to do more stuff with the TV, so I had a lift. So, again, no implants, nothing like that. And I didn't hide the fact. I was, like, really honest, you know. Babies and breastfeeding destroy the boobies. And I, you know, since 95% of my body is boob, I figured I had to kind of, you know, fix them a little bit. And that was nothing lipo could do. You need, so with the lift, what they do is they tighten the skin, and they remove skin from the breast. So you actually get a little bit of a breast reduction. And then they tighten it up. And when it's tightened up, the breast, you still have the breast tissue, et cetera, and it moves up. Now, the scar tissue could impede mammogram accuracy, so that is a risk I have, where if I do have a breast cancer, it's a little harder to see. It may be a little farther along before somebody could see it because of my scar tissue. But I get the mammograms done in the same place, so the radiologist can see year after year and see if there's, you know, something different going on. But a lot of people have to have implants. And, you know, we were talking about this one lady who ended up saying that her, you know, implants were unfortunately, you know, killing her. She said that, oh, and now I lost the story. And how come I lost the story? Oh, I don't have it. Well, she started reacting to her implants. And I have a friend that kind of underwent the same thing, where the breast implants ended up causing certain sequelae, where, you know, people thought that, you know, they were kind of killing them from the inside. Now, how does that happen? You know, people could have saline breast implants. They could have, you know, silicon. Your body is very particular with what goes in it. And if there's something foreign, it doesn't have to be somebody else's blood or an organ for someone, for your body to reject it. It could be something as simple as saline with a polymer casing. When your body detects something's not right, it fights it. And sometimes what it does is it'll scar around it, which is why saline implants seem to scar a little bit more than silicon. You'll start to have sometimes misshapen breasts if the body doesn't like the saline implant. Silicon, people have been concerned about it wearing off and body fluids, you know, causing some wear and tear on the outer casing and there being some, you know, some leaking, etc. Rarely they leak, but if they do leak, yeah, you're kind of getting that into your system. And in the olden days, we would inject silicon, just do an injection of silicon into the breast. And I had a woman where the silicon migrated down into the abdomen. And so she had these lumps, these worms of silicon in parts of her body. It was crazy. But, you know, your body is very, very particular. And, you know, one thing we also are seeing, which we're not getting a lot of media attention on, are people going through transgender surgeries. You know, somebody, you know, having implants or having a penis made, right, to be able to have male genitalia or having their genitalia removed, they can't comprehend how their body's going to react. And we're hearing cases of people that have regret, not all of them, but people who have regret because they're like, my body must be missing the body parts. I had my breast removed or I had my penis removed and my body's not liking that. Or I'm having something added and it's just not flowing. And so I don't know if it's an energy issue, you know, Zen. We don't exactly know what scientifically is going on. But sometimes, very unpredictably so, your body might reject something that is as autologous as it can be. Meaning coming from your own body, and it's not foreign material, but because it's different, your body doesn't like it. And, you know, your body's bacteria communicate with each other. Your skin has bacteria that communicates. Your bowel has bacteria that communicates. Maybe it's that. Maybe there's certain bacteria on certain body parts, and now that you don't have it, you lose that communication. Interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.